Every Sunday morning, politicians and public figures meet the press or face the nation, discuss this week, appear on Fox News Sunday.
And every week, one husband and wife duo watches all the political talk shows and makes a podcast about them.
Hello, and welcome to Polylog, a weekly dialogue on the substance and style of the Sunday morning political shows.
That's Naomi Soto. She and her co-host husband, Brendan Steidel, have produced Polylog, a combination of politics and dialogue, every week since 2017. That's also the same year they got married.
After the wedding, we were on our honeymoon, and we said, well, that wedding project's gone. We've got to come up with something else to work on. And we had this idea for the podcast.
The show was born out of their unhappiness with coverage of the 2016 election cycle.
There were just a lot of journalistic changes and institutional decisions that were being made. We felt like nobody was really talking about the role of the media and decisions media organizations were making.
So they created the show they were craving to hear, all for fun.
On Sundays, we did the math. It takes 8 to 9 hours to put the show together.
We get it posted late Sunday night.
Yeah, and usually 2 or 3 a.m.
Yeah, the goal is to get it out before, you know, Monday morning commutes on the East Coast.
And all this while parenting their 15-month-old daughter and preparing for their actual jobs. Steidel says after years of criticizing panels that mix journalists and pundits,
yeah,
it gets very confusing as a viewer. Like, you know what to expect.
Or bad questions asked by hosts.
It seems almost trolly, his question, is my frustration.
They've learned that the Sunday shows still have immense value because they provide a platform to hear from newsmakers for an extended period of time.
Steidel says the shows have also changed a lot over the years.
For example, the panels. When the pandemic happened, almost all the Sunday shows canceled their political panels because they recognized that they needed to provide real value and context for the viewer of what the heck was going on, and that people arguing over, you know, this is how the Democrats see it or this is how the Republicans see it, was not a good use of airtime.
The question remains, has the podcast been a good use of their time or good for their marriage?
It's forced us to be really active listeners and, you know, it's one thing to say to like to respect the other opinion, right? But then to have to do it every week on the mic with your spouse, I think is always, you know, it's such a challenge.
Yeah, and it's made me respect things that I wouldn't have seen, but Naomi sees. And those qualities that, you know, come out in that sort of joint venture that you might not see when you're, you know, talking about who's going to wash the dishes.
And as of last Sunday, Soto and Steidel have produced 250 episodes of Polylog and managed to do the dishes.